The North Country will experience additional helicopter traffic over the next week or so. It's part of a first-of-its-kind training exercise that Fort Drum officials say will better prepare its soldiers for the fight of the future. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, Fort Drum and those who represent it in Albany hope the exercise will also demonstrate how important it is to preserve the area that surrounds the base.
Four Black Hawk helicopters lift off from the Wheeler Sack Army Airfield on Fort Drum, carrying a group of public officials and journalists. They move beyond the perimeter of the base, their shadows racing along the vast North Country farmland. As they move farther north, the pilots lower their altitude, bobbing above the hilltops and forests below. We deboard at a Fort Drum training range where Colonel Claire Gill, commander of the Combat Aviation Brigade involved in the training exercise, reveals that at times the Black Hawks were only 30 to 40 feet off of the ground. This fast, low-level flying helps pilots practice masking their helicopters in the terrain to avoid attacks from the ground by people with advanced shoulder-fired rocket launchers, like the one that was on display at the range.
So you got to acquire it, then you got to be able to lock on and maintain a lock, and then shoot.
That's not easy.
This exercise represents a shift in training at Fort Drum from preparing for enemies like terrorists to countries that possess similar capabilities to the U.S. military, like Russia and China. And Fort Drum officials say the airspace and landscape in the North Country provides ideal terrain to prepare for those potential battles. The demonstration comes as several wind farms are being considered for development around Fort Drum, something that Gill says could encroach on these trainings because the wind turbines create a blind spot on their radar system.
It's not really my opinion, and it really isn't the opinion of anybody at Fort Drum about what we should do about it. We just want to make sure that the legislators understand the impact of that as they're making their decisions.
North Country Assemblywoman Addie Jenny is urging her colleagues to pass her bill blocking state subsidies for wind farms that could impact training needs at Fort Drum.
They have asked that we take steps to ensure that they can continue to train here unhindered. And part of that is to try to protect the area.
In Fort Drum, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.